You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting that our service today will be a blessing to you. Opening our service with the selection, Wonderful Words of Life.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life.
Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for the privilege of presenting your gospel on this broadcast today, and we're thankful for each one in our congregation. I am thankful that I know you love each and every one, and you're interested in everyone, and we are trusting that our service today will be an encouragement and a help to precious eternity-bound souls. So be with us, bless our broadcast, and bless our congregation. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We read in the Scriptures where it says that the Lord took us out of a horrible pit and from the miry clay and set our feet upon a rock and established our going. So our next selection is entitled, He Lifted Me Out.
I was out of the way of sin and despair, crushing my burden of sorrow and care. I must compare the true trouble and down, till
On this broadcast, we're going to share with you a message preached by Brother James Arch, pastor of the Church of God Universal in Georgetown, Grand Cayman. His subject is, If God Be For Us. And we trust, as Brother James brings us this message, it will be a blessing to you. Brother James.
I will be reading from the 5th chapter of the book of Matthew. In fact, I will be taking most of my thoughts from the Beatitudes, but I'll read also from Romans chapter 8. Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, and shall persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And from the 8th chapter of Romans, verses 24 through 26, and then 31 and 32. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Holy Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 31. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So what I want to emphasize here today is those words taken from the 31st verse of Romans chapter 8. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. The purpose of this message is not to focus on ridicule or persecution or anything else that Christians may be experiencing, but to focus on the positive side. Yes. That is, wherever we may find ourselves, or in whatever we may find ourselves, God is with us.
Amen.
And his comforting promises continue to give us the courage to go on.
Yes.
If you read the Bible, you will find where God's people went through a lot of problems and trials and afflictions, you name it, they went through it.
Amen.
If you read the 11th chapter of Hebrews, you will see what is called there the heroes of faith. And you will catch a glimpse of what some of them went through as well, and what they accomplished by faith.
That's right.
In God. When Moses, which was a great leader, was leading the children of Israel toward the promised land, let me tell you, that was not a small task. But when Moses needed someone to help him, he depended on the one he had honored. And God honored Moses. Let me tell you, and he came to his rescue. And God delivered them through a number of things. And when you remember the Red Sea especially, how God delivered them out of that. If God be for us, who can be against us? In the midst of the severest of opposition, Nehemiah proved God was with him. And he rebuilt the wall in a very short time. He had four or five opponents that opposed his work and the rebuilding of the wall. They laughed at him and scoffed at them, in fact. But Nehemiah kept on going, kept on building the old wall or rebuilding the old wall. And he did the task that he was set out to do. Let me tell you, when Daniel decided to stand true to God, God stood with him.
Amen.
Daniel, yes, dare to be a Daniel, a song says, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose form and dare to make it known. Paul and Silas were in prison, but God shook the old prison door open. And the keepers of the prison called out and asked, what must we do to be saved? And how what Paul and Silas have? Let me tell you something, friend. God does things that other people cannot do.
Amen.
When all forsook Paul, the Lord stood by Paul.
Yes.
If you read the last, the second book of Timothy, the last chapter there, you'll find that. Where Paul said, all men forsook me. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me.
Amen.
And the Lord saw him through. So the Bible tells us that Christians have more things going for them than anybody think.
Right.
Let me tell you, the text that I read here from Matthew 5 is, of course, the part of the Sermon on the Mount. And we speak about the Beatitudes here. It uses the word blessed on all of the verses. Beatitude means supreme blessedness or happiness. So underneath all you're going through as a Christian, you can have a happiness and a blessedness and a peace that nobody can rob you of and take from you. So not everything is against Christians. There is more going for us sometimes than we might imagine. There might be more going for Christians than against them. Jesus always knows what we need and when we it's best for us. He never makes a mistake. Let me tell you, he had something to say at this time. The 5th, 6th, and 7th chapters of Matthew, what is called a Sermon on the Mount, one of the most beautiful sermons you can read. And you'll find it there. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth, and he taught them, saying. And we find there humility and lowliness would keep us or help us to stay into the kingdom. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The Christian life is based on humility, and it'll finish under humility. Whatever we are troubled about or disappointed, he would bring comfort. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And there's more to mourning than the passing of a loved one or friend. Let me tell you, you've got a lot of people in the world that's hurting. A lot of people that are disappointed with life. Things didn't work out the way they thought they would. Oh, all kind of things come upon us. Let me tell you, life can deal some hard blows on a human family. All of a sudden, we're going so happy. And when you know something obstructs our path on our wonderful life and changes the scene, and you get sad and downhearted and mourn, there are people that are crying today for their children, wondering where they are. There's a song where it says, oh, where is my wandering boy tonight? I wonder, where are some of them tonight? And where are our girls? Not only the boys as well. Whatever we are troubled about or disappointed, he would comfort us. Yes, those who show interest in spiritual health would be rewarded. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Let me tell you something, friends. Whatever you want, you got to go after it. And if you want anything from God, you got to go after it too. I am amazed and appalled at what I see in the world today and the decrease in spiritual hunger and thirst. I'm sorry, but that's a fact. There seems to be a decline in reaching out for that which is spiritual. You see, there's a difference between being religious and being a Christian. It's a difference between just being religious and being a Christian, that living a deep, solid, sound Christian life for the Lord. We would reap what we sow too. The Bible says, yes, we would reap what we sow. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. It's good to be good.
Yes.
It's good to be loving and kind. You'll get the same thing back.
Yes.
Only the sincere and clean would see the Lord. Don't let anybody fool you up.
Yes,
you look at verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Those who put forth the effort to live in peace will be called Christians.
Yes.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Do you know that the Bible says, as much as lies in you, live peaceably?
Amen.
with all men. There are some people you can't reason with. And you can't bargain with. I know that. You got to turn around and turn your back and go off. And leave the company. Otherwise you might get in trouble and problems. But the Bible does say, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. So there are times that we have to exercise some extra patience and grace and the love of God in our heart. Christians are different. Christians must show a different attitude in problems. That's the Bible. Yes. So the text that the two verses I read came from 11 and 12. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and shall persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So it's not nothing new. Very few of us these days, in this part of the world at least, go through much persecution. But we go through criticism and talk and ridicule and all that kind of thing. What people say about Christians that is true is not persecution. That is not persecution if something is true. But the Bible is talking about that which is falsely talked about Christians. Persecution could be depriving Christians of their rights. A lot of people are suffering that kind of persecution in the world today. It can be in the form of some kind of gossip or tongue lashing too that people give Christians. But whatever it is, Jesus said rejoice.
Yes, sir.
I don't suppose it's so easy
to
rejoice under those conditions. But that's what Jesus said, not Brother James. These are the words of Jesus, my friend, in red here in the Bible. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. So to rejoice and be exceeding glad means that a Christian is pleased that he or she was able to suffer these things for Christ and endure it and to triumph. That's really what it means. It means more to being a Christian than a lot of people think. Let me tell you, it means more than just going to church on Sundays or any other day. It means a life.
Amen.
Christianity is a life. It's a walk with God. It's a beautiful life. So what do we have going for us? Is it everything negative?
No, sir.
Is everything against Christian? No. One thing we can be assured of, that Jesus never will leave us.
Amen.
Nor forsake us. Yes, one thing we can look forward to and believe. He would never, never leave us, the Bible tells us.
Amen.
Nor forsake us. And you want a good companion, you can look to him.
Amen.
When you get lonely, you got a good companion.
Yes.
He cares, he understands. And when other people don't care, when other people don't understand, he understands.
Yes.
He cares all about us. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry. Everything to God in prayer. He is one that will stand by us through the thick and through the thin. When you're down in a valley, he will be with you. When you're up on a mountain, he will be with you. Thank God, if God be for us, who can be against us? You know what Jesus said? I will build my church, and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There is power in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Not only to save a soul, but to keep one. Somebody we can trust in. This is somebody you can trust in. His ways are higher than our ways.
Amen.
Thank God he is not like man. He is God.
Yes.
We could never be him.
No.
But think about it today. Little man. Us, you know, just puny human beings can gain audience from this great God. And he can listen to the cries of his children. Like he did along the road when the blind Bartimaeus called out on him. Lord, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and listened to the cries of that lone soul at the well of Samaria, where Jesus was weary and footsore in the midday hot sun. Jesus stopped and listened to the story of a woman. He will do the same thing today. If you cry out to him, this God that I'm talking about today will be with you.
Amen.
He will never leave you nor forsake you. Thank God for those precious promises that we can stand on today.
Thank you, Brother James. Brother James Arch, bringing us the message today, if God be for us, who can be against us? We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing this Another Way of Truth broadcast with you. And if it is a blessing, again, it would be an encouragement to us if you would write and let us know. Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember that you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. There's an archive of a number of issues. We also have an archive of our broadcasts. And if you've missed any or would like to hear one over, you can go to our webpage address and download it. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We also invite you to be with us in our services. They are broadcast live Sunday morning, 20 minutes before 11, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday evening at 7. www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us on our broadcast today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.